Nita Lowey is a Democrat of New York's 17th district, in office since 1988. She's already told us in our last conversation that she thinks that there's a very good chance that the Democrats will take the House of Representatives, and she would be the head appropriator, the person who gives out the money in the House of Representatives. Incredibly important. I wondered about the Tappan Zee Bridge. We've heard a lot about it, the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge now, the new bridge. Are there any issues that are left to be decided about that?
Well, first of all, I really do want to congratulate the governor. I've been part of the Mario Cuomo administration, for whom the bridge is named, and I know during that period there were so many discussions. I went to meeting after meeting. Should there be a tunnel? Should there be a bridge? Should the bridge be moved? I mean, there was a lot of discussion. But Andrew Cuomo made a decision to have the bridge and to get it done. And it's just remarkable to me. So I'm very, very excited about the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge. And I go back and forth. There are some days, like on Martin Luther King Day, I go back and forth six times over the bridge. So I'm very excited about the new bridge. And the issue that's remaining, the governor has committed to keep the tolls low, and I'm going to work as hard as I can with him to make sure that happens.
Does this risk a sort of upstate, downstate schism that people who want to come into the city feel that, you know, upstate they're paying for people who are commuting in New York, the New York area?
I'm sure there are many things that we pay for upstate. So it's a partnership. We're all New Yorkers. And there are things that the governor has financed for upstate, things for downstate. I'm very excited about what's happening at LaGuardia Airport. That's a partnership. I'm excited about Penn Station, the Farley Post Office. That's a partnership. And there are many things happening upstate that's making life more pleasant and, frankly, easier for many of the people who are living there.
I'm glad you brought up your admiration for Governor Cuomo, because I wanted to ask you something. There's a good deal of speculation. He's out in the hustings. He's away from New York in a way he hasn't been for a long time, that he's going to run for president of the United States. A, can he succeed? And B, if he does that, would you think it would be a good thing?
Yes, he can succeed. And yes, I think it would be a good thing. He's a strong leader. He's an outstanding governor, and he would be an outstanding president of the United States.
What would he have to get over in order to win?
I don't know what he'd have to get over, but he'd have to get out and talk to people and have them understand all the things he stands for and what he's done in New York and how he could use those skills for the whole country.
Now, you may be mad at me for asking this question, and I apologize in advance, but he's got a whole bunch of his friends and people who are about to stand trial for, well, graft. Is that going to hurt him?
You can answer that question.
I knew you were going to be mad at me. So my next question to you is the House budget bill. Now, we know that there's a tax plan here, which Donald Trump says cuts everybody's taxes, including the middle class. But there's a lot of people who think that the middle class are really getting screwed under this. What
they
do you
are.
Tell us? Yeah, go ahead.
They are getting screwed under that, obviously. To even think about getting rid of the deduction for state and local taxes is obscene. And I won't stand for it. Others won't stand for it. I guarantee it's not going to happen.
So how does that coalition work? You know, the blue states, which are obviously people that that Trump doesn't care for very much, California, New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, those are the ones who will be hurt the most under this lack of this deduction. So are there enough people who would be hurt to say no in the House, as you have just suggested?
First of all, in New York, 35% of taxpayers deduct an average of more than $22,000 each year. And in my district, the rate is even higher at 45% of taxpayers taking the state and local tax deduction with an average deduction of more than $25,000. So I want to tell you, as ranking member on the House Appropriations Committee, I'm perplexed as why the Republican majority continues their assault on American excellence. The Republican budget would cut $5 billion for domestic and international investments. And if they want to get a tax bill, the Republican budget doesn't put the Republican middle class first. When I look at the elimination of the state and local tax deduction, it would effectively take hard-earned money out of the pockets of New Yorkers, send it to other states with lower cost of living, and would tax New Yorkers twice on the same income. This would be a disaster. So I'm pleased that, and I hear that Republican leaders are reconsidering repeal of the state and local tax deduction. I can assure you that any attempt to raise taxes on middle-income and working Americans is unacceptable. I will oppose it. And frankly, the proposal isn't even a plan. It's a rough outline.
Okay, so that's one. Let's go to another one, which is, inheritance taxes. Now, most Americans think, okay, if I have a little bit of money, I'd like to leave it to my kids. They don't know that there's this $5 million line in the sand, in which case you don't have to worry. But they don't know, and so it becomes attractive to them. What do you say about that?
Well, I think New Yorkers who have huge estates and people in California with huge estates understand, for the most part, that you need some fairness to the tax code. And I don't think that this Congress, Democrat or Republican, would get rid of the estate tax completely.
So you think that this is also a no-brainer? This isn't going to happen. Would you go as far as you just went to say, I won't stand for it?
Well, let's just say it's a whole package. And when it comes to repeal of the state and local tax deduction, there is no one in New York or New Jersey who would even think of voting for a bill. Getting rid of the estate tax is more complicated because there are farmers and there are ranchers out there who feel the estate tax is taking away their life savings. So that is more complicated.
When you build coalitions, Nita Lowy, I have to say that you're very good at it. When you build coalitions, can you cross the aisle successfully and talk to people who have mutual interests with you?
Of course. I do it all the time. As I said, primarily on appropriations, we all work together.
Don't you think that some of the Republicans are worried that they're going to get primaried if they cooperate with the Democrats?
Well, this is, as I talk to my Republican friends, this is the challenge. You have the Freedom Caucus that pretty much, it's about 40 of them, they usually vote no on any progressive legislation. And then you have the Tuesday group that's more reasonable. I guess there are about 56. And the others bite their nails, hoping that if they vote the wrong way, they don't get challenged by the Koch brothers or some other conservative pack. So it isn't easy, but I was hoping, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm still optimistic. I'm a perennial optimist. That Patty Murray and Lamar Alexander would work on a bipartisan health bill, because we know that the Affordable Care Act is providing health care to millions of people that didn't have it, but premiums are going up and there are problems with it and it has to be fixed and it needs a bipartisan fix, and I'm hoping that'll happen.
We've been talking to Nita Lowy, Congresswoman from the 17th District in New York, and really, truly, a brilliant mind. I thank you so much, Nita. When we come back the next time, I got a lot of things I want to ask you about.
Okay, thank you.